Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We've been waiting for 2 years for the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates. Will it finally happen in December? And if so, how will it affect our state's economy? Joey Von Nessen is a research economist with the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business and their Division of Research, which stays busy tracking and calculating our state's economic statistics. Joey, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to be here.
Are you feeling pretty confident that, yes, indeed, it's finally going to happen in December with the Fed?
Well, it's certainly looking that way right now. We had a very good jobs report last month, about 271,000 jobs created at the national level. And sort of a rule of thumb that economists use is that if we see 200,000 or more jobs created at the national level per month, particularly in a consistent fashion, then that's a sign that the economy overall is doing fairly well. And the Fed looks at those numbers. And so if we see consistent months of growth at that level, then it makes it more likely that we'll see a rate increase. Now, if we look overall at 2015, we're right on the cusp. With this latest jobs report, it puts us right at 200,000 jobs per month on average for 2015. So it's looking more and more likely that this could happen before the end of the year.
And how will this affect South Carolina?
You know, interest rates have been so low for so long, and we're just talking about a very small increase. I don't think that's going to have much of an impact, certainly not going to change our overall growth patterns. And South Carolina has been doing very well. Interest rates going up is really a natural consequence of a thriving economy. 2015 has really been our best year since the end of the Great Recession, and 2016 right now looking pretty good overall.
Let's turn to the economic impact of the recent historic floods. Do we have any updated figures there?
Well, we're still waiting on the damage estimates to come in to get some good data there. One data set that we have been able to look at is the unemployment insurance claims. Those have started trickling in for the month of October, and we've seen a huge spike, as we expected, in terms of these claims data. And to put some perspective on that, over the last 5 years, since 2010, the number of jobless claims has been steadily going down, meaning that 2011, we saw fewer unemployment insurance claims overall than 2010, and then we saw fewer in 2012 and 13 and so on. And that's a good thing because it means that our economy is recovering. But if we look at this most recent month, October of 2015, unemployment insurance claims jumped back up to what their levels were like in 2011. So this huge spike, we're going to have to see whether or not that trend continues, where it levels off. And then we can look at that and place it in context with Hurricane Hugo, which is really the natural comparison point, and see how that current spike compares to what happened in the aftermath of Hurricane Hugo. And so that's really the starting point for really getting an assessment of the true damage of the flood.
And of course, we're still expecting an economic bump from the rebuilding activity.
Yes, and that's going to be a positive component of 2016, particularly in construction. If we look back to Hurricane Hugo and its aftermath as an example of a way to look at the impact of the flood, we saw an increase in construction activity during the year following, but it has the effect of essentially almost a mini bubble because a lot of this construction activity would have happened anyway, so a lot of it's remodeling activity. So what we're going to see is a temporary increase in construction, primarily other industries too, and then probably we'll see a dip after that. But in the long run, it's not going to have a significant effect on the underlying trends of our economy. We've been growing at a very steady rate. South Carolina is doing well, and the flood is not going to impact that in the long run.
And I guess at the upcoming Economic Outlook conference that you will be putting on in December, we'll get more of an update again.
Yes. By that point, we should have damage estimates. We'll know more about these unemployment insurance claims data, and we'll be able to go in and tease out what the specific impacts will be for the economy in 2016. And that's really the question going forward is we've been doing well, but the two major factors going into 2016 are the impacts of interest rates on the national economy and how that will filter down to South Carolina and the implications of the flood activity. And also looking at the long run, one of our keynote speakers this year is Martin Ford, who has written Rise of the Robots. He's a best-selling author and a Silicon Valley entrepreneur. And he's talking about what's coming in terms of automation and manufacturing and the service industry. So we'll be able to get a sense of what's going to happen in 2016 and look more broadly for a lot of labor force changes that are coming and how South Carolina can adapt to that.
Well, Joey, we look forward to your update next month. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike. Always enjoy being here.
Joey Von Nessen is a research economist with the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business and their Division of Research. We will have a link to that site so that you can follow the work that Joey is doing. We'll have it posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.